Welcome back to Tape to Tape. Joining us on the line now, he's the radio color commentator for the San Jose Sharks, longtime former NHLer, Stanley Cup champion, Brett Hedekin. Brett, how you doing?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
One of the reasons we wanted to have you on was to talk about the, I guess it's still developing situation because the season is still going on here, but Joe Thornton, my goodness, since about the quarter mark of this season, we've been seeing the Joe Thornton I think we were more accustomed to seeing, at least in terms of point production, maybe 5 or 6 years ago. This guy never stopped being a really good player, but what has allowed him to be as dominant as he has been these past few months?
Well, I think, you know, he's in a three-zone player. I think that's the thing. Everybody's just seeing the offensive side of what he's been doing. And by the way, the last 44 games, 13 goals, 41 assists. I mean, that's 54 points in those 44 games. And I think, you know, offensively, he does so many things that are at the highest level. I mean, he anticipates the play. He knows where to go with that puck before he has it. When he has the puck on a stick, he just seems to slow the game down. Those are the things offensively that I just have loved watching this guy play. But when I say three-zone player, the way he has been back-checking, the things he does defensively, people don't really get a chance to appreciate, particularly maybe on TV, because you don't see how hard he works on the backside. And so, you know, for a Selke winner, I mean, if I look back and, you know, you've got guys that you could think about for this Selke, but I think that Joe Thornton is one of the guys that defensively he has been as good as anybody I've seen this year and should be in consideration for that award this year, just because of what he has done, not only offensively, but the type of player he is in all three zones defensively as well.
The Sharks have one of the most, if not the most unique player in the NHL in Brent Burns. He set a franchise record in a couple days ago for points by a defenseman. He's now got 65 and 73 games, and he might even hit 30 goals. I mean, how unique is he as a defenseman in the NHL these days? What is it about his style that really stands out from what you would expect from a regular defenseman?
Well, I think, you know, unpredictable is one of the words that might come to mind offensively, because you never know, you know, what he's going to do offensively. But the things that he does offensively, particularly getting the puck off the wall, bouncing, knocking it out of the air, putting it on a stick, and very quickly getting it back through a guy coming out to block that shot to the net with authority. There's a very few guys that can do it as well as him in the league. I think defensively, about midway through the year, his little subtle things that he has done defensively to get better are starting to pay dividends. I mean, obviously he's now a plus player, or right there on the cusp. It's not just one under or just on the above side of it. So he's come a long way on the defensive side. And I think by doing that, it's added to the offense. And I think he's realizing that he can play a more subtle game defensively, don't chase down your mistakes. If you turn the puck over, a lot of defensemen will run after that mistake, trying to fix it instead of just waiting for that to come back to you, trusting your teammates to do their job. And eventually that puck does come back to you, and he's strong enough to out-muscle, out-man people, and he's got a long stick, he's got an active stick, and he can break those plays up even after a mistake. And I think that's part of the game for me that I've seen him really grow this year, where he's not running around in his defensive zone, letting the game come to him, and not chasing down those mistakes has then led to offense. And so he has been a real fun guy to watch this year, just because of how offensive he can be and how dangerous he can be anywhere on the ice at any given time.
Burns and Thornton, clearly huge players for San Jose. But what else has helped San Jose turn it around from sort of scuffling a little bit early on? I mean, new coach and Pete DeBoer, I suppose it took some time to adjust there. But what have you seen unfold over the course of the year, and where have the Sharks made gains to get to where they are now?
Well, I think if you start with the coach and Pete DeBoer, I think the decision-making of, okay, we're going to put this whole captaincy thing to bed. He's made really quick, decisive decisions that he's thought out. There's no doubt. He's thoughtful. He's a smart guy. And once he makes that decision, he gets guys to buy into it. So he put the captaincy on Pavelski, who I think has embraced that role. And Joe Thornton has continued to lead this way the way he likes to lead it. He doesn't really need the Capitano sweater to be the guy that he is on a daily basis. He leads by coming to the rink and enjoying and loving the game of hockey, and I think he's enjoyed that role better as well. So that whole thing got put to bed. He knew that this team needed to be more offensive. He needed to get the guys to buy in, the defensemen to get up in the play, to be more active defensively. That has been bought in. And I think from there, you know, he's held guys accountable. You know, if you haven't done your job on a nightly basis, like lately, the number one power play unit has struggled. And so he started the number two unit lots of times. And just because that's the way he has been all year, if you're not going, you're going to sit on the bench. And I think that accountability has kind of gone through the whole team. But I guess from there, you know, Martin Jones, the goaltending that this guy has shown this year, and now James Reimer, you know, coming in from Toronto, he has had, you know, two shutouts in four games. I mean, he's played tremendous. So the goaltending, I think, this year at times has been bleak. And I think Martin Jones has the ability to do that. And then if you work your way from there, guys like Jonas Donskoy, if you guys get a chance to really watch this guy play, really, you're going to, it'll put a smile on your face just the way he plays. He's a hardworking kid. He was the MVP of the Finnish Elite League last year in the playoffs. So he knows how to play in pressure. He loves to hold on to the puck, but draw people to him and make the right play. He's a hustler. And I think that has added a lot to this team to know that the depth now with him and Melker Carlson, the emergence of Chris Tierney, these guys, you know, down the middle, they're so strong now. When you got Thornton, Couture, usually you've got Marlowe, then that third line center, and then Chris Tierney, your fourth line center. So that balance now through the fourth line has really helped this team win a lot of hockey games.
You mentioned James Reimer. Of course, people here in Toronto saw him close for a long time. He's shone so far in a short sample size. I know Martin Jones has been strong, but do you get a sense it's predetermined who that game one starter will be and that it will be Jones? Or do you think there's a chance Reimer could use the last 3 weeks of the season to take that spot?
I think the way Pete DeBoer has gone throughout this year is exactly, you know, he's going to play the guy that he feels is playing the best to give their team a chance to win. And I don't think it matters when it comes time to the playoff. I think if Reimer continues to show that he is playing elite, and which he has showed in these first four games, and he has a hot hand and continues to, every time he gets in there, delivers, I mean, it's going to definitely challenge him to make that decision. But Martin Jones, I think, you know, has that spot now. He's earned it. He's earned the trust of his teammates. And I think, you know, if it comes down to that decision being made, Reimer will have earned it. No doubt about that.
Right now, it looks like the Sharks are, well, they're lining up with the Ducks in the playoffs if things hold for the rest of the way. The Ducks, of course, have been awesome in the second half. What do you think of that matchup? Do the Sharks line up well against them? Is that going to be a tight series, or is that one you think they'd rather stay away from?
I think looking at, you know, in the past, I've been covering this team, I guess, 6-7 years now since retiring. I've probably, you know, wouldn't have wanted either one of those matchups between L.A. or Anaheim in the past. And I think this might be the very first year where I've said, you know what, I'll take the Sharks against either one of those teams because, you know, right from the goaltender out and the defensive core with Burns, you know, I mean, you can match up him up against Drew Doughty. I mean, obviously people would talk about Doughty as a Norris Trophy candidate and maybe the leader right now, or Carlson, obviously, from Ottawa. But, you know, Brent Burns has to be in that consideration the way he has played all season long. And so you've got that one guy versus one guy. You've got Quick versus Jones or even Reimer. You've got six defensemen now that can play. You got Roman Pollock, who can play an abrasive style that could match up against any forward on Anaheim or L.A., and Brendan Dillon as well. So you've got a good 5-6 now where you never really had that in the past. And then you've got that balance through four lines with, you know, Patrick Marleau is your third-line center, you know, 20 goals, 21 assists, or whatever he has. That's a nice problem to have. And so, finally, I'm looking at this team as saying, I'm not really scared, if I'm the Sharks, of either one of those teams. I think they could win either one of those series. I really do think that this is maybe the first year I've been able to really say that with confidence.
Well, and picking up on the history, I mean, we all know San Jose's had a tough go in the postseason. I feel like it's almost a played-out theme by now. Is that the sense you get from the players that, you know what, if this was 2011, maybe we're still talking about how, you know, they have some mental ghosts or what have you. But I mean, they're so used to these questions at this point. I mean, usually the only way you can answer all these questions is by winning the Stanley Cup. But I feel like it's sort of being a dead horse to some degree. Do you get the sense there's anything, any ghosts these guys are still dragging around because they haven't been able to go all the way and realize what many people have seen as their full potential?
I think guys like Joe Thornton, the way he has inspired this team this year and the commitment he has shown to get back in the playoffs, I think they've got a lot to prove. I think those ghosts are probably, you know, those are scars. I know I had scars, you know, on series that I lost, you know, Stanley Cup in 1994 and 2002. Those left scars on me, but I think they made me better. I think there's lots of situations that have made this team better through some of those scars. But I think the, you know, last night I put a smile on my face where Joe Thornton got hammered, you know, by the captain, David Backes. He was covering that short side. The point Backes came down on Joe Thornton as he was coming up the top of the circle, engaged on a one-on-one and hammered him. That very same shift, Joe Pavelski ran David Backes in the far corner in the defensive zone. And it kind of put a smile on my face. And the reason why is because this team, for the first time, again, watching this team in 6-7 years, has got some pushback. I said, no, you're not going to, it's not on my watch anymore. I'm going to push back and I'm going to come after you if you go after one of my teammates. And that's the sign for me of a team that's come a long way. They're committed to one another. And I think those are the little things that I think will win you a series moving forward. And you guys know you've got to have pushback and you've got to have that fight in the dog. And I think they finally got a little bit of fight in that dog.
I'm guessing your personal scars included hearing the ringing of Nathan Lafayette's shot off the post from 94 for years, probably.
Oh, man. You know, people talk about that, and, you know, the guys on the team don't really think about that as, you know, that should have went in the back of the net. I mean, that was a great play. It was a great shot, you know, and it hit the post. There's nothing you can do. I mean, we I think if that game was 5 minutes longer, I think we maybe tie it and maybe win that game. And, you know, we were coming on in Game 7, and I think the 2 days between Game 6 and Game 7 allowed, you know, the New York Rangers, the older team, find their legs a little bit to win that hockey game. So you could measure a lot of things, but yeah, that's one you want to think, boy, if that would have went the back of the net, who knows what would have happened. But what a great series that was, and I, you know, it made me a better player, and knowing you could play in series like that, and boy, what a time that was.
That was a heck of a run by the 94 Canucks. Brett Hedekin, of course, a defenseman on that team. Now a radio analyst covering another team hoping to make a deep run at last, the San Jose Sharks. Brett, thanks very much for joining us today.
Rory, Ryan, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Thanks. Good talking to you guys.